What is going on, everyone? Welcome back here to the Just for Funcast. Today I am talking about the movie out in theaters, The Monkey, which I recently saw with a friend of mine. I just want to talk about a few things. We're going to be doing movie reviews here at the Just for Funcast more and more often, so a few things we're going to have to figure out as we go along. One would be, obviously, this is a movie that is out in 2025, so I won't be giving any spoilers, giving away any of the plot for this movie. But what is the benchmark? What is the timeline out there for having to alert for spoilers on movies? You know, I've been sitting here trying to figure it out, and I think I've come up with the idea. It's 2025. And I think anything made, am I crazy? Anything made in the 1900s, so 1999 and older, no spoiler warnings. And anything in the 2000s, so 25 years old or younger, you gotta give a spoiler warning. And then even then, some older movies that are classics that have major twists, you probably have to give spoiler warnings. But for generic movies made in 1997... I think we can go about it openly, right? But a movie made in 2011 that maybe you want to watch with your kids for the first time, got to give a spoiler warning, I think. So something I'm wrestling with over here is when do we have to give the spoiler warnings? And the other thing is we're going to come up with a rating system. I don't want to use stars. Stars are pretty lame. So today I'm going to come up with, by the end of this podcast, something to rate the movies with, but that's what we're going to be doing here at the Just for Funcast. I know I've been doing the Seinfeld rankings, which, you know, nobody cares about, but I enjoy doing it, and it's good practice, so I'm going to keep those going, and we're going to keep filling up this feed weekly. But today, I wanted to just talk a little bit about The Monkey, which I think it's been a lot of fun for me. My wife and I have a toddler at home, so we can't really get out to movies together like we used to. So we have mutual friends, and we have a mutual friend specifically who has been picking movies to watch, and I go out and watch these movies with her, and she doesn't give me any heads up really about what the movie's about, doesn't want to spoil anything, and I go in totally fresh, you know. So I've been doing that, and we've been going to these horror movies and these, you know, scarier movies, and I noticed at the beginning, I'm always like, ooh, how scary is this one going to be? Am I going to be scared? And it's not because, like, I'm a scaredy cat. It's like being strapped into a roller coaster, right? When that belt clicks and the little lap bar comes down on you. It's the same kind of feeling when you're going into a theater and it's dark and you realize, like, something is going to be put in front of me that's intending to scare me, intending to give me that jolt. It's just like looking at that hill on the roller coaster, right? Which I also love roller coasters. So maybe that's why I'm learning to love these darker movies. They kind of give you that anticipation and then that release, and they keep you on the edge of your seat. So I've been trying to expand what I watch a little bit more. I've been really bored with just, you know, comedies, documentaries, and sports. Pretty bland watching. So I've enjoyed branching out into the horror films a little bit more, and I'm going to keep doing it. And I would say if you're someone who's stuck in a rut and always saying, I don't have anything to watch, I don't have anything to watch or listen to, or what do you have that's new, it might be interesting for you to spook yourself a little bit and find something a little edgy, because I've had a lot of fun going to these movies, and our friend Dez is a really good person to go to the movies with, brings great snacks, and always she brings like a purse full of Trader Joe snacks, and just, it's amazing. Which I never knew Trader Joe had such good snacks. I always thought it was kind of a hipster place for hipster doofuses, to hang out. But every time she's got these snacks, she had these stuffing flavored potato chips. If you're a fan of, you know, stuffing around the holidays, you ever see those out at Trader Joe's, stuffing flavored potato chips, go for it, because, yeah, fantastic. But anyway, let's talk about The Monkey. So this movie is one of these cursed object type of movies. You know, the premise is this mechanical toy monkey has some, you know, curses and things attached to it that cause terrible things to happen whenever it is utilized in a particular way. I don't think I'm giving away, that's right here in the synopsis, too much. And it's, you know, one of these brothers find this cursed object and it, you know, mayhem ensues and they have to figure out how to stop it before it consumes everything and their psyche and, you know, it gets in their heads and it's pretty good. I've got to say, it's one of these, it's a jump scare movie for sure. And it hits you with it right out the gate, right out of, you know, scene one, act one, you're going to feel it. But it's creepy. It's creepy. It's definitely creepy. This toy monkey is creepy. Very quick movie, hour and 40 minutes, and it went by very fast. Definitely didn't catch myself wondering, you know, how much longer or trying to figure out, you know, what the deal was. It kept me interested. And, you know, it's one of these things, one of these movies where there's times you go, oh shit. Like, you know, things are gestured to, or, it's, you know, something terrible is about to happen and you're waiting for it to happen to a particular person, you know, and they drag it out sometimes or it happens immediately. But you kind of know this person's fate is sealed because of something else that happened a scene prior. And you're kind of sitting for an entire scene being pulled. When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? You know, it really kind of fucks with you a little bit, in terms of like just that anxiety. Pretty good. I wouldn't say, you know, the story, everything. It's not the most creative, far-fetched idea or the most groundbreaking plot, you know, cursed object causing mayhem. How do we solve this before everything gets fucked? But at the end of the day, it was good. It was a good movie. It's a good time. If you're looking for something new, check it out. It's not, you know, it's not terrifying. I wasn't dreaming about this monkey overnight and stuff like that. But it was also definitely not boring. Definitely, you know, good movie. I would check it out. It was, like I said, hour and 40 minutes. It's getting 80% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. And a 6.4 on IMDb, which is kind of right where I was going to say. I was going to put it at about a 3.5 out of 5 if we were doing stars. But if we're not doing stars, I'd give it 3.5 cursed monkeys out of 5, you know, which would be 70%, which is right in between Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb. So I feel pretty good about that, you know, directed by Oz Perkins. I don't know what else Oz Perkins has done. Why don't we take a little peek here, see what else Oz Perkins has done. The monkey, oh, Long Legs, okay. Gretel and Hansel. So he looks like a horror movie guy. Legally Blonde. Wow, so, you know, this is a real Oz Perkins, no disrespect, man. Check out his IMDb, pretty impressive. You know, good little movie. So with that out of the way, I would just say get back to me at f1funcast@gmail.com, like the racing, f1funcast@gmail.com. That's the main podcast. And let me know, what's too long for spoilers? How long do you have to give people before you got to give them spoilers? Or when can you talk openly? Like, I'm looking at my Jaws poster here on my wall, and like, can you talk openly about what happens in Jaws? Or do you have to let people know, like, hey, we're going to talk about the plot, you know, we're going to get into it. So let me know what you think at f1funcast@gmail.com. That's the main podcast. I'm going to make an email here for the Funcast and the Funcast Network. Sorry about the nasally episode today. I've been fighting a cold all weekend, but happy to be back. Keep an eye out for those Seinfeld podcasts, the rankings. I'm having a little bit of fun with that. That's a lot of, that's just practice podcasting, you know. But if you want to come on and talk movies with me, talk a TV show, a radio drama, whatever you've got going on in your life, if you want to come on and talk about it, I'd love to talk about it with you. We can do a 10-minute podcast like this one, or we could talk for hours. It's just for fun. That's all that matters. And thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you again soon, everybody. Take care.
This has been a Funcast production. Our theme song is Sport Rock Trailer by Audio Coffee Music. Check them out at audiocoffee.net. The F1 Funcast is not affiliated with Formula One, or professional motorsport in any way, and this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Contact us at f1funcast@gmail.com.